98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe with live David Bowie there for you. I love that one. It's called Reality from a reality tour a couple years ago for that one. And it is now 3 o'clock or a couple minutes after, actually, at 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe and online at santafe.com, keyword KBAC. Once a month, we welcome in Dave Herndon, the editor of New Mexico Magazine here in our state. And the new issue, May 2012, just hitting newsstands now. And it is all about spring and space. Dave Herndon is here, the editor. And let's talk about this new thing you've got going, subscriptions for soldiers, first off. I guess everything starts with an S today. We're just all about alliteration. Subscriptions.
I'll try not to lisp. There, I did it. Ira, today we're announcing the, and on Friday, the governor is going to announce a new program through the magazine called Subscriptions for Soldiers, in which readers and members of the community can donate subscriptions of the magazine at the discount rate of $12 a piece to active military personnel. So we want to hear from friends and family of active military personnel who might be able to send magazines overseas in care packages. And people who are interested in participating, either as a donor or on behalf of a recipient, can send an email to circ@nmmagazine.com, and we will try to broker that transaction.
That is awesome. And let's talk a little bit about the magazine now. This is such a great thing. How much are the subscriptions before we go into it? I think they're like you've got a special rate. I want to say $12 a year.
That's a special rate for the subscriptions for soldiers program, Ira.
Okay. Right. That's what I meant. Yeah.
So
you're going to get all these people.
Go to nmmagazine.com and find the rate structure for 1-2 year subscriptions.
Yeah, here in Santa Fe or around the country, of course, it's a different price. We're lowering it just for the soldiers and overseas, doing such a great job for our country. Okay, now let's talk about what's in the issue. You got the Rocket Man on the cover, Sir Richard Branson. Got to put the sir in front of his name. And I imagine this has got to be a hard interview to get. I can't imagine he's that accessible. But, of course, here in New Mexico, he's got the spaceport coming in down south. And I imagine he wants to probably be a little easier for you guys to get in touch with him since this is kind of his getting to be his home rocket base now, isn't it?
Well, we were able to arrange an interview and access to the opening of their terminal down at Spaceport. But when I did want to ask some follow-up questions, I did have some access issues. Sir Richard was in Antarctica with Al Gore, so he was not exactly able to fill in my little questions that I had after the original interview. But
it's not like he's like, I'll meet you down at the corner cafeteria. we can chat for hours. I imagine his schedule is pretty pretty crowded. But, of course, you keep us updated now on what's happening with the spaceport in the new issue, which is terrific, and how it's coming along.
Well, we've got the backstory on this development of Spaceport sort of on a parallel track with Branson's own backstory about his aspiration to launch a space line, which began with watching the moonwalk, as those of us of a certain age did, and were excited and inspired by that, and someone like Richard Branson, unlike you or me, Ira, has the vision and the means to make that dream come true, his lifetime, and it looks like it's right around the corner. They expect to launch by the end of next year.
And I love the interview with him. He says that, he kept hoping after they landed on the moon that, there'd be more and more flights and stuff. And he kept watching and watching, and NASA wasn't doing anything. So he just said, I'll do it myself. I expect, when I'm an adult, I'll be able to travel in space. And, he didn't see anybody doing it. So he decided to tackle the task himself. I thought that was quite admirable. Let's change the subject to spring, because I know with this being the May issue and all, boy, there are some wonderful, wonderful both hikes and drives that you list in the new issue for those that want to get on out and enjoy New Mexico over the next couple of months. So the weather, of course, is turning beautiful, and you've got guided tours by driving to some beautiful spots in the state, and of course, lots of hiking recommendations too.
Well, you know, there's nothing like the variety of this state. So, you know, there's a driving road trip through the high-low country, which is in the, you know, northwest corner of the state, if you want to get some wide open spaces in that western feel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hiking in all corners of the state is outstanding at this time of the year. There's a great selection of, you know, recommended hikes.
I also got to learn a lot about Silver City in the new issue, too, by reading it.
You and I talk about the places we want to go and things we want to do every time I come here. And I think we have to put that one on Dave and Ira's grand tour is spend a couple of days well spent in Silver City.
Definitely.
Sounds like my kind of place. It's a great outdoorsy, you know, base for outdoorsy exploration. But, you know, then you come back into town and there's, you know, fine dining and, you know, perhaps a nice place to hear some live music and have a beverage or two.
The other thing, New Mexico has a lot to offer, both visitors from out of state and people here that just want to get away for the weekend, are the wonderful assortment of bed and breakfasts that are available in the state. And one of the first articles in the magazine this issue is a guide to maybe five or six of them, about a half a dozen undiscovered gems in places, some of them I've never even heard of, and B&Bs I've never heard of, and they all look like they're worth visiting. So I imagine that's got to be a fun part for whoever does that article, to just go around the state and look at all the B&Bs and stay overnight and meet the proprietors.
I think it's just a great asset of the state. You know, we don't have a huge amount of, you know, big resorts and, you know, chains and that kind of stuff, or mm-hmm. you know, in the corners of the state. But we have places that have a lot of character, and these are going to be mom and pop operations that you know, might have various idiosyncrasies, you know, attached to them that make it all the more interesting to visit, and people who really are attached to the land there and, you know, eager to help you have the best experience there that you can.
Indeed. We're talking to Dave Herndon, the editor of New Mexico Magazine. And finally, Dave, about the May issue, the one thing that I think anybody that lives here for any length of time does is they look up at the silver screen at some point and recognize a few of their neighbors, mainly because there's so many films shot here. And, of course, that's something that the magazine features on and off throughout the year. Some of the tributes you do to all the movies that are filmed here in New Mexico. But an interesting article on the new issue is how a person can get involved in the movie industry here as an extra. And so one of the people that you have on staff wrote an article on how to get bit parts in movies and his own experiences. And all about what happened during No Country for Old Men and True Grit and all. And it's actually a kind of a how-to guide how to act once you've been chosen to be an extra, and who to get in touch with to get yourself on file so that you can become an extra. So it's a real how-to article on how to get a bit part in a movie.
Right. It's a lot of fun to read, too. And he's actually not on staff. He's a freelancer. And I think these days, you know, a lot of freelance people that freelance, you know, fill things in by doing things, you know, like, you know, being movie extras.
That's so, it. He was a movie extra and thought, I should write an article about this.
better than a lot of part-time work that I've had in the past.
Yep, yep. You get, as he points out in the article, you get fed great. And if you don't mind standing around for 12 hours a day, the overtime can be good money. And he was mentioning that at least a half a dozen people on every movie that he's been an extra in have been bumped up to speaking roles. And, you know, who knows, the next stop, Hollywood.
Exactly.
Well, Dave, a pleasure seeing you as always. We'll welcome you back again next month for the June issue. And just a pleasure to have you on and letting people know about what's in the new issue of New Mexico Magazine. Of course, you can always go to the website, too. You can visit New Mexico Magazine, sign up to like them on Facebook also, and check out Dave Herndon's editor profile and feature in each issue of New Mexico Magazine right up front.
All right, thanks. Let me just put in one more plug for subscriptions for soldiers.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot,
$12
Ira.
A piece, and there's info in the New Mexico Magazine about how to go about and doing it. You can also get that information on the website, New Mexico Magazine. And once again, thanks, Dave.
Right on. Thanks, Ira.